Inside on Business, the news hour, is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
Singing in the rain. No, it's actually sunshiny out today. It's a beautiful, beautiful fall day here in central Iowa. And with us in studio is Jane Tham. She is with the Sweet Adeline Chorus production of Harmony Central. This is a group celebrating their 60 years of harmony. Welcome to the Business News Hour, Jane. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much. Very glad to be here.
So, do you sing?
I do sing.
What do you sing?
I sing the bass part. In the chorus.
Boom, bacha, boom, bacha.
Yes, we do a lot of booms and bahs and oohs.
Oohs and ahs?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And a lot of just low notes through the chord.
So how long have you been harmonizing?
I've been harmonizing with the chorus now for 37 years.
Get out of town. Really?
Yes. I started when I was very, very young.
Two.
Like two, yeah. Right.
So tell us about, what is this? What is this group?
Well, this is, Harmony Central is a part of Sweet Adeline's International. Sweet Adeline's International
has been around a long time.
Yes. It's been around a long time. And Harmony Central has been around 60 years now here in the Des Moines area. We started out performing in KRNT Theater many, many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So this will be our 60th show, and we'll be at Hoyt Sherman on October 1st, this coming Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. Sweet Adeline's is a barbershop a cappella harmony group. We sing four-part harmony, barbershop style, which is... barbershop is not really a genre. It's a type of vocal delivery.
Sure.
Which is a type of close harmony, which is four-part harmony where the chords are tight and we try for a lock and ring so that you get a lot of overtones in your sound.
Right.
So you can sing any kind of music or any genre of music.
Any genre of music. So
right.
It's a style of singing.
It's a style of singing, right. A style of harmony.
So when we think about barbershop quartets, we usually think about four guys in a straw hat.
You do.
And that were on the Lawrence Welk show, for example, right?
Right. Well, and that's pretty much the way barbershop started, was around barber poles and in the early 19th century, or early 1900s, and kind of died away a little bit. And then the men's organization, which was the SPEB-SQSA, kind of brought it back again, brought back barbershop harmony, only they refined it a little bit. They wrote down the notes in the chords so that you had to memorize your part and not just sing around a barber pole and add whatever note you thought sounded good in there. That we've professionalized it a little bit so through the years. And the women now have decided, well, back in the 1940s, decided that since the men were doing this and having such a good time, that the women should try it too. So
is there a lot of practice that goes into this?
There is a lot of practice that goes into this. We practice year round. We have a rehearsal hall at Merle Hay Mall, right outside of the Target entrance into the mall. We practice every Thursday night from 7 until about 10.
Yikes!
So yeah.
Oh, okay. So when. And I've never been to one of these, okay? So
okay.
I'm just going by, I'm trying to feel my way along here a little bit. So is it four women that get up and sing for each one of these numbers, or is it a chorus, or is it, how do you do
that? We have a chorus.
Ah.
There are about 60 members in the chorus, and we sing all kinds of songs. I was going to share with you just some of the songs that we'll be singing. We sing a song by ABBA, Thank You for the Music. We'll be performing
there
that one. An old Bette Midler or Leslie Gore, You Don't Own Me.
Yep.
We're doing some show songs. We've got Phantom of the Opera that we'll be performing. So
lots of different
things. Lots of different.
And this is all without musical accompaniment.
Right.
Does somebody blow on that little horn
thing? We have people that blow a pitch pipe. We also have electronic pitch pipes nowadays.
Electronics
these days, you know. It's up to date now.
So how do you, I've got to ask, how do you do that? What is it, a little button you push?
You turn it to the right pitch and you push a button. I don't do that.
You don't?
No, I don't. I don't handle the pitch pipe.
You just doo-wop.
People that handle the pitch pipe are those really musical, you know, people that were maybe music majors, and doesn't scare them to have to know the pitch to every single song that we sing.
I got a feeling, Jane, that you have fun doing this.
Oh, we have a blast. We do have a blast. Or I wouldn't have been doing this for 37 years. So
37 years.
37 years, right.
How long has the longest member of your group been singing?
The longest member was almost a charter member.
Really?
And so she's been around for, this is our 60th anniversary. I'd say she's been around 55 years, maybe.
Mm.
She started out as a child also.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still going strong. So
do you accept musical talent from the Des Moines? How do you get involved in this?
We audition members.
Really?
Ooh. Everyone is auditioned. And we have members from all over the Central Iowa area, all the way from Ames to... what's south?
Indianola.
Indianola, right. So all over the Golden Circle area,
sure.
I guess.
And I would imagine that people who sing in this sing elsewhere, maybe in the church choir or maybe in a band or maybe wherever, right?
Many do. Many are, and we have music teachers.
Oh, sure.
We have a lot of music majors. We have a lot of piano majors, a lot of people that are extremely musical, and some of them that are like me that have just enjoyed singing all their life and enjoy doing it and can still memorize my music.
I would imagine that's one of the things. I played in a band years and years and years and years and years ago. I was a drummer, as a matter of fact, and that's because I couldn't figure out how to play anything that had notes. But anyway, memorizing all of those songs and remembering all of that stuff when you're playing an instrument or singing takes some time.
It does. It does take some time. It takes somebody who can carry their part, too, against the other four parts or the other three parts that you're singing.
So how long is the show?
The show will take about an hour and a half, maybe an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And we have an intermission, so we do have quartets that sing as well.
And you're in a great facility.
We
Hoyt
are.
Sherman
Hoyt
Place.
Sherman's a beautiful facility.
Yes, it is. We had the new director of Hoyt Sherman on with us just a couple of weeks ago.
Did you?
And I had no idea that Hoyt Sherman was, Tecumseh Sherman's brother from the Civil War, and the Sherman Antitrust Act was another brother here.
Really?
In River City.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, and so it's an interesting history for Hoyt Sherman Place, but it is a beautiful venue to do anything
that has
to do with music.
It's got a beautiful gallery and... it's a beautiful venue. It really is.
Have you often been at Hoyt Sherman?
We've been at Hoyt Sherman for probably the last 10 or 15 years, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We started out in the 50s at K&T Theater. We went to the Civic Center. We were at the Civic Center for several years. And then we just sort of migrated over to Hoyt Sherman.
Good. Well, this sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. It's coming up this Saturday night, 7:30 in the evening, October 1st. It's hard to believe, isn't it, that October is right there?
I know. Fall is here.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's cooled off.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Aren't you?
Yes.
You know, it's the rest of us are that way as well. It is called Harmony Central, and this is a group that's been around for 60 years, for crying out loud, and they are celebrating 60 years of singing all kinds of music. And I imagine the music selections over the years that you've been in has changed somewhat.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
dramatically. There's just, as new music comes along, we want to sing that as well.
Sure.
So,
are there constraints about sometimes the music being not fitting to your type, your style?
Music has to have a good tonal center and a good melody that you can hook all of the chords to, because the chord follows the melody throughout a song. So
I'll take
if it
your
has
word
a good,
it.
Strong melody, those are the ones that lend itself best to a cappella singing and to the barbershop style.
Wow. Fascinating. And it's coming up this Saturday, so you should go and have fun.
You should go and have fun.
See
we're
what's going
to have a blast. We're,
yeah.
we're inviting former members to come back.
Will you have wine?
Afterwards, we will.
Oh,
there will be an afterglow afterwards, and there will be wine, yes, and food.
See, there are important things to have a discussion about, correct?
That's right. That's right. We also have former directors returning. I think we have 11 of them. Yes, 11 of them are coming back that have been with us through the years. And one of them is coming from Pristina, Kosovo.
Kosovo?
Yes, to visit. So
fabulous.
It's going to be kind of fun to have him return and spend some time with us again, too.
you know, these hidden treasures, this is the kind of stuff that if you don't listen to the Business News Hour, you have perhaps no idea what's going on, right? But this is happening this Saturday evening, 7:30, Hoyt Sherman Place. Jane Tham, thanks for coming in and doing this. You're just a delight, and I had a great time getting to know you.
Thank you. It was certainly my pleasure.
All right. See, this is fun stuff that we do here on the Business News Hour. It's not always so serious. We'll return with more serious stuff tomorrow, I promise. We're going to be talking about rural inventiveness tomorrow, along with some other interesting things. We'll be also talking about, well, the American Civil Liberties Union and what they've been doing with their scorecard. That's all coming up on tomorrow's program, along with the business news of the nation, region, and the local Des Moines Metro. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls tonight. The program director for this place is Patrick Wood. We get to say his name. It's all brand new. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. And the music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. For all the folks and our guests, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. We'll be back tomorrow at 5:05. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.